Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come here, man.
Who came up with the phrase Chiba Chiba? That's all I want to know.
Don't look, man. Don't look. Might have been Obama. Good afternoon. Apologies for the tardiness.
Hey, no, it's not a big deal.
Okay. Had to slip in some Canada celebrations, you know, as you do.
It's a big day internationally, isn't it? It's a huge day.
Well, yes, huge. This is, so for those who don't know, Canada has made cannabis legal today for adults. Big round of applause. Well done. Well done, Canada. So this is the first kind of, you know, G7 English-speaking proper country, you know, yes, to do it officially at an official level, and really just, I guess, say to the UN, you know, lay down the challenge. We're actually just going to do this, and, you know, that's just how it is. And you can point to all sorts of parts of the UN treaties that do allow things, as long as they're controlled and regulated. I mean, we obviously have opium-type products in hospitals, all that kind of thing. So, you know, they just have to do it the right kind of way and have it go through government bodies at certain levels. So that's what you've had happen. Every province in Canada has set up a slightly different scheme.
Yeah, it's kind of, they're getting down to the nitty-gritty a little bit, ain't it?
Yeah, well, great, you know, education for us in the lead-up to the referendum. So we get to see, you know, Canada's got about 13 or so provinces. They've all done a different way, all got different age limits, all got different ways of the retail sale.
We don't really roll like that, eh? Like, our country doesn't really, like, cut things up like that. It's generally, like, a rule for the whole country, isn't it?
We do with liquor laws.
We do. Oh, kind of, yeah, out west, you can't get a beer and stuff like that, eh?
Get a beer, but well, you know what I mean. You pay an extra couple of bucks and you're sitting in a pretty crappy pub.
Right. You can't get it in a supermarket.
You can't buy it and walk away with it, right?
There are bottle shops. But you know, actually, there's some research going on right now. Massey Uni is doing a thing. You can find it online. Massey doing a study on are the West Auckland Liquor Licensing Trust a model that could be used for distributing cannabis?
Hey.
Where it's done at that kind of non-profit way. There are places you can go to have it, or you can take it away like a bottle shop, and then all the profits are returned as grants. A lot of people don't like the way the trusts operate, of course, so it's an interesting yet controversial kind of way. I ran for the trust last election on that very platform, that they should be distributing cannabis in a non-profit way, and it's possible under the existing law, that kind of thing, if you do some research around it. So similar to Canada, you know, you've just got to do it the right kind of way. So in Ontario, for example, their most populous state, it all goes through their version of the Liquor Control Board, and they are going to be running the shops. They haven't got their act together to get any shops open, but their website's open, so you can look at that. It's Ontario Cannabis Stores, if you Google that, and you can check out their website. And
so
it's really
online
quite
retail.
Yeah, so it's got it all there.
Canada.
They're kind of like plain packaging cannabis products. They have really big warnings. Yeah. They have a little logo and a kind of, you know, for the company, and a logo system for what's in it, so you can kind of tell. But otherwise, it's very plain, and you know, no depictions, no actual shots of buds or anything like that.
The weed's already in the bag, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of looks, you know, a little bit, I don't know, Blade Runner-y or something.
Right,
you know, they're
right.
Just kind of like these generic packs from the future, you know.
Give me some of that spice.
But inside is real weed or flowers.
Oh, so it's like a black bag or a clear bag? Or?
Yeah, they're all opaque. They're little boxes, right, or bags or containers or whatever they are. And they have, most of it's warnings and things on the outside.
All right.
Nice, recyclable and compostable, no doubt.
Hope so. Yeah. I think that's a key thing. If you've got a whole lot of people consuming, you know, thousands and thousands of these packets every day because they're being made to be put that way, then you really do want that. I hear that in California, with the little tiny stickers that they put on all the weed over there now, now that it's legal there, right? And they're a bit like the ones on kiwifruit and bananas, these tiny little plastic stickers,
right,
and they're just ending up everywhere.
Right.
So, it is something we need to tell you know, when we design our scheme here, the rules for both medical cannabis and post-referendum, which will win, of course, and especially now that Canada's paving the way and we get to see, you got all these different ways they're doing it in all these different provinces, plus all the American states.
Did you say the world's biggest market just then, earlier?
World's biggest legal cannabis market, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, it eclipses everything, but probably when California fully comes online in the next year or so, that will be bigger than the Canadian market again.
Right.
So yeah, certainly something we need to look at here. And on that vein, we have a conference happening. Cannabis Referendum Coalition organising a conference 9th November down in Wellington. and we have a whole bunch of speakers. We put the press release came out yesterday, I think. It's up on Scoop, and it's at the the James Cook Hotel, kind of, you know, fancy downtown place. And it's on a Friday 9th of November. Come down to Wellington. If you're in Wellington, come along. And as I say, a whole bunch of speakers, MPs, and academics and activists and everyone. And the idea is by the end of the day, we've got a plan, we're all on the same page, and bam, we're away. Or at least we've had a good discussion about it and a bit more agreement and knowing where we're at.
Cool.
Is it essentially so all of those in favour can get on the same wavelength?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because of course, you know, everyone has their own idea, and as you're seeing in Canada, you know, all these different provinces are all done it differently. So, but we do kind of need to pick one, or at least work out a process for how we're going to do that. And the government hasn't really got there yet in terms of actually laying out that. And so, if we can do a bit of work for that, you know, down for them basically, by getting everyone together and getting a bit of consensus and working out how that process might look in terms of what is the question, when's it going to be asked, is it binding, what the hell are we voting on, you know, if we can do as much work of that for them and get as much consensus as we can, then that's how it's going to play out. But if we just leave it to chance and to randomness, then who knows what we'll get. Mm-hmm. And it might be just a really lame question that no one's really happy with, and it's just meh, you know, like the flag one, right? That's like worst case scenario. You know, no one wants to do that. The government,
product,
no one wants to do that.
The product was the issue there.
Mm. Chris, you started the hemp store, right?
Mm.
If you, like, reflecting back on since you began the hemp store, would you imagine that the journey would have taken you on the ride so far?
I certainly thought it would be quicker. I gave it 10 years all those years ago. Yeah, I mean, you know, things do take time and things go in cycles. And I remember if we think back to when Nando was in, you know, 2002 or 1999 and all that kind of thing, and people said to me at the time that, that we're in an experience and seasons. If we don't do it now, we're going to have to wait for an entire cycle of the other side until you come back again.
He was rocking up
and
in
now
a hemp
here
suit.
We are. It's taken that whole frickin' time, 18 years, you know, to get back to where we were having the same conversation as we were having 18 years ago. So, yeah. That's a big thing. Don't screw it up. You know, this is our chance. And if we do muck it up, then, as I say, you got to wait a whole other generation before you get a chance again. It's just ridiculous.
That's epic.
Mm. Right on. So, but speaking of which, you know, we have the medical happening. So I did want to just briefly talk about one thing. And there was some media coverage over the weekend about a timeline that's come out from the Ministry of Health under the Official Information Act. I think I referred to it last week. And I did write a blog about it on the Daily Blog over the weekend, if people want to look that up, dailyblog.co.nz. And so what it shows is really what we think the worst case scenario is that the law doesn't pass till March next year, the medical cannabis law. Which was a bit of a surprise to hear that it wasn't going to be wrapped up by Christmas in this current session, but that then the regulations wouldn't be done for 18 months or so after that, and you're talking like mid-2020, and then hey, now we're on the next election, and the regulations only done and dusted, and I guess what we can take from that is that, well, one thing is that is a worst case. We don't think that is how it's going to play out. We think that this can be done and dusted within 6 months if they give them the right resources and the right mandate and actually just get on with it and do it. And particularly if they employ some people who have just done the stuff in Canada or some of these American states, bring them over as a consultant, just do it. You know, it's not reinventing the wheel. We just need to learn from, you know, and not repeat mistakes. But the other thing is a lot of the scheme isn't dependent on the regulations, and a lot of the regulations will be rolled out progressively. It won't be like nothing happening for 18 months and then they'll appear. Right. It will be a whole series based, you know, covering all the different aspects of the industry. And the first ones, of course, will be around cultivation and manufacturing to let people get on with it, and around testing for laboratories and things like that. So, there is a bit of movement there. And, it's not that we'll have to completely wait till 2020. And certainly that wouldn't be good for the New Zealand industry. And you really need a local industry setting up here so that we can bring those cost of production down and make it affordable for patients. Mm. Every time a product's imported, even the exact same thing, it goes up significantly, 50% to 100% extra just on the import because it is a controlled drug. So you need that local production. But we've got to get into that now or we're just going to get completely overtaken by all these international players.
Thank you, Doug.
Mm.
Cool.
Nice one, Chris. I do have a question here, but you're welcome to dodge it. Hi, can you tell me how to get in contact with Chris from the hemp store? Are you on the Twitter or something like that?
Okay,
does the hemp store have a landline?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
It doesn't have a shop door.
Google it, mate. I mean, you know, it's Chris at the hemp store. Hey, right there. You found it.
Thanks,
easy.
Mate. Perfect.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.